Now, if you're going to Paris and you want to discover fascinating places which are off the tourist trail, Annabelle Sims can help you. She's published An Hour from Paris, a book filled with suggestions for interesting sights and strolls within 60 minutes train ride from the main railway stations in the French capital. Annabelle says if you follow the tips in her guidebook, you'll have a unique Paris experience.
They won't see any other tourists, I hope. So they'll be not necessarily remote, but not on the list of tourist destinations that most people in Paris would have. It's got to have more than one reason to go. And it could be historical interest. You know, there's a chateau there, or there's an abbey. It's got to have a cafe or a restaurant. And ideally, it's got to have a pretty walk.
Annabelle's lived in Paris for 20 years and regularly updates the guides to ensure information is accurate.
For every walk that's published, I will have done at least 10 that aren't, because I've found out the hard way they're not worth including.
She tries to find places where you won't hear English spoken widely.
I mean, this has happened. You have little boys running after you in the street, sort of practicing their English. Hello, madame. Thrilled to hear English.
Which out of the small towns that you've found do you think will impress people the most?
All right, one is a little town. It's Bessy-la-Chapelle. It's surrounded by moats. Not one, but three. And it's got little towers. I mean, we think they're little. They were quite big in the 11th century. 7 of them left. Originally, there were about 30. But they've been put to the most incongruous uses. So they were using this medieval shell of a tower to shelter their washing. And what gets me is it's a few miles from Disneyland. And you can't imagine a bigger contrast. The other thing I like about it, apart from, you know, the picturesqueness, is that it's unselfconscious and it has a market.
Annabelle's other favourite place in the book involves taking a speedboat to reach a restaurant. It's 40 minutes on the train outside Paris. You walk 10 minutes from the station to the River Seine, and then it gets interesting.
Then you press an electric bell to summon a speedboat, which whizzes across the river, picks you up. It could only take about 6 people to this sort of 1950s style restaurant. They've updated it a bit, but not much. And it's just charming. And the food is good. Everybody I've taken there says, how on earth is he surviving? How is he making any money?
Annabelle Sims, An Hour from Paris, is available now.